This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the author's page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
John Manship White was a Welsh-American author born on June 23, 1924, in Cardiff, Wales. When White was 8 years old, his father contracted tuberculosis, so John was sent away to boarding school to reduce his risk of infection. After boarding school, White studied at St. Catherine's College, Cambridge, but left in 1943 when he enlisted in the Royal Navy to fight in World War II. After his military service, he returned to Cambridge to complete his studies, graduating with degrees in English, prehistoric archaeology, Oriental languages, and anthropology. By 1956, White knew he wanted to be a writer. He had published two slim volumes of verse, but wanted more experience that could go to writing novels. So upon graduation, he took a job as the first story editor for the newly created BBC television service. For the next several years, White traveled extensively and lived in Madrid and Paris, and made contributions to such epic films as El Cid and 55 Days at Peking. Later, he finished his movie career as Walt Disney's European story editor based in Berlin. By 1962, White was back to writing for television, including writing an episode of The Avengers. But in 1967, White left screenwriting and the UK behind to move to the United States. He eventually became a US citizen and ended up in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he was the Lindsay Young Professor of English at the University of Tennessee and founded the Creative Writing Department. He taught at UT for 17 years. Many of White's novels have to do with a race or an escape or a test of endurance, skill, or moral fiber. He also had a penchant for people past their prime. For example, his first novel, Mask of Dust, is about the world of the Grand Prix set in northern Italy. The hero in the book is a British driver who's been a fighter pilot and attempts to prove he has not lost his nerve and expertise so that he might retain the favors of his young wife. White's final novel, titled Rollins White, Patriot to Heaven, was set in South Wales in the year 1555, where Queen Bloody Mary has ascended the throne of England and is intent to return her subjects to the Catholic faith. The main character, Rollins White, is a respected community leader who must struggle between his own beliefs and those that are imposed by the state. White's credits include more than 30 books, but he has been described as so much more than a mere writer. Many would say he was a master at living. He could hum all 9 symphonies of Beethoven, and at the time of his death at age 89, he had been rereading all the works of Shakespeare and Dickens. Although writing was the core of his life, it wasn't all of it. According to John Manship White, there should be an art of living, just as there is an art of writing.
Support for the author's page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.